Tanel Be'ezer Hashem we learned of Tzadi of Masechta Ksubas. Some of the topics we learned about include the case of Misha Hayonos Shteinos Shebemeis, a man that married two wives, and he subsequently died, in which the wives claimed their Ksuba. The case of Achas Bechayev Ve'Achas Bemeisei, when the first wife died while he was still alive, and the second wife died after he died. The question if the Yerushei Rishonim may claim Ksubas Benin Dichrin in the case of Achas Bechayev Ve'Achas Bemeisei. Several explanations to the Machlokes Benanus and Rebbe Kiva in the case of Achas Bechayev Ve'Achas Bemeisei. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include Takanas Ksubas Benin Dichrin. The Chacham initiated that if a person's wife dies before him, when he subsequently dies, the sons of each wife will inherit their mother's ksuba, and it will not be equally divided among all his children. The Chachamim only initiated ksubas benin dichrin when there is a meister dinner. The estate exceeds the ksuba amounts with the minimum of one dinner, in which the remaining yerusha is divided equally between the yerushin. Because loy me'akra nachla dayraisa, the takana does not uproot the Torah requirement of yerusha that all sons inherit equal portions, aside for a bechor, firstborn, that receives pishnayim, a double portion. However, the Chacham did not initiate ksubas benin dichrin when there is no moisa dinner. The estate does not exceed the ksuba amount by one dinner, because mi'akar nachla dayraisa, the takana uproots the Torah requirement of equal yerusha. The question of bal chayv ma'ocher shekadim gava mashagava gava. If a later creditor collects a payment before an earlier creditor, whether he may keep the payment.